Wait, because it's late already. Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Ches Teves, 23rd of December. Harav Zalman Rothschlitter is Tes Teves the real 25th of December?
We shall see. Thank you very much. So today is Ches Teves. And today starts a series of three fast days, which culminates with the third day, Asar B'Teves, which is obviously the major fast day, and the only one which can fall on Shabbos, as Abu Jam writes, the only one which can fall on Friday, and if it had fallen on Shabbos, writes Abu Jam, then we'd have had to fast on Shabbos as well, which is a Chiddush for a Tanis de Rabunan. Only we find this otherwise when it comes to Yom Kippur. But even the first two Tanaisim in the series of three, which is to say Ches Teves and Tes Teves, are very ancient, as we shall see. Now the Chassam Sofer, in the Drushas for Zayin Teves, in Drushas Chassam Sofer, writes that it's not a coincidence that these three fast days fall together, namely Ches, Tes, and Yod. Because he says that we know that in the Teuchachah from Parshas Kesuvah, that Tzadik Ches Klulis, 98 Klulis were given in the Teuchachah, and if you count 98 days from Rosh Hashanah, you will get to Ches, Tes, or Asur B'Teves. Why is that? Because Cheshvan and Kislev uniquely can either be 29 and 30, 30 and 30, or 29 and 29. So this year, for instance, 90 days from Rosh Hashanah is Asur B'Teves, because this year we had Cheshvan and Kislev both Chasayr in 29 days. Would have both been Malayim, would have been in Ches. If it would be considered on 29 and 30, you'd been in Tes. So these 3 days together represent the 98 days from Rosh Hashanah onwards. Now, the Makar of all these Inyunim come in the Tesefis and Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis, as well known, is the first Chibur in Teresh Baal Peh that was actually written down. It's written at the beginning of Baal Shani, and it's actually so ancient that the Mishnah itself quotes it. So the Mishnah Meseches Tanis in Parag Bayis Mishnah Ches says that the Mishnah is done. Kol Akutzav Megillas Tanis, Dilo Lemispad, those days that it says in Megillas Tanis, not to give a Hespedon, how does it then, what are the halachas the days before and after? But the Mishnah quotes Megillas Tanis as a work prior to itself. It was written by Hanani ben Cheski ben Goyron, and it's mentioned the Gemara in Shabbos, in Shabbos Afid Gimel, and even recently, as we learned in Nes of Chanukah, the Makor of Nes Chanukah is also Megillas Tanis. The quote of the Gemara in Shabbos Afid Kovais is word for word the quote from Megillas Tanis. Now, the end of Megillas Tanis, there's a list of 24 days that are fast days Nigba. The majority of those fast days are Tanais, which referred to today as Tanis Echidim or Tanis Sadikim, but they all appear there. This part of Megillas Tanis is definitely not from the beginning of Baal Shani, but it's also very ancient. It's brought down by all the Rishonim, without exception, the Bahag and the Tzedir of Amram Gu and the Machzavitri. And they all seem to say that it was most probably written either in the last Kifa of the Amirum, or perhaps as late as the Rabbuna Savru, but not later than that. And the Gaonim codified it and accepted it as Aloche and followed it accordingly. Now we'll see the Lushan of Mechaber in Semetuf Kif Pai, which is built on this Rishim in Megillas Tanis. The Mechaber doesn't quote word for word Megillas Tanis, and he too, he actually divides the list. So for instance, we'll see now he mentions Ches and Tes, but Asur B'Teves he doesn't mention anymore, because that he already writes previously in Semetuf Kif Mem Tes, where he talks about the halachos of the general halachos of Tanaisim. But let's see what the Mechaber writes. Zub the Mechaber. Ali Halim, these days, Sha'ayim and Mitzvah Shlav Asani, that we had Tzudish to our fathers, V'lui Lissanas Ben Mitzvah to be Mitzanet. So obviously it's Halachir, but Lui Lissanas. The Af, Af HaPish Mitzvah Shlav Rish Chodesh, even the Son for Rish Chodesh, Yesh Mishem Mishy Yishani Ben Medaf Medaf Fasten. And he gives a list, the Echad Belis, and this, it goes on, various things, a whole 24 list. And then he writes, B'shmoni b'tayves nichte v'atori yivunis. On the 8th of Tayves, the Torah is translated into yivunis, what's known as the Septuagint, the Tayim Shivim. B'may talma hamelech v'choshech ro'elim shashiyimim, that the world was dark for 3 days. B'tishu boi, this is important. Lo'noida aizi yatsur yisha'ayir boi. We don't know what happened. So I'm shapeinu. We have a Tayves, but we don't know why it is. And not only we don't know what it is, we have no idea why it was hidden, the reason. And yet, it's so important that we commemorate the day not knowing what it was. And Bechal, you know, the whole mistake of a Tannis is, it's not just to fast, what is it? It's to commemorate and remember and learn a lesson from it. So what lesson is there in something which we don't know what we're fasting for? I guess dependent. So effectively, we need to unwrap the enigma, what the day is, and then solve the mystery. Why was that day not revealed in the list as any other surahs happened to Klal Yisrael? And we'll see that effectively there are 6 ways of how to interpret this. We'll see how much we manage. So L'choyre, is there a Siddur here? Siddur. Let me sit here. Thank you so much. Ashkenaz, both will do well. L'choyre, the emphasis is that this whole kashin of what we're done as to why, what happened on Tisha B'Av is the emphasis, I'm going to say this. Because if you look in the Siddur, you look in the Slichas of Asura B'Tayves, it says Malish B'Ferish. Eskiru, the first Piyat, Eskiru Mutzah Kashakurani, B'Shlulush Makat B'Chodesh Zeikani, 3 Makas. What are the 3 Makas? The first is, Melech Yuvan Insan Lichtav Das Yivunis. The next thing is, Z'amte B'Tishu, but what happened on the 9th day? Turav Torah B'Hanos Nimre Shefer, He Ezra Sefer. So the Slicha, the Balam Chabad tells us here that what happened with Tisha B'Av, as the Sefer was lifted. And this kasha, the Zigavaldig, that the Taz asks the Tzara Shafa Oifni, time again early. For says Leonard the boy, who is a Slicha, the Surah B'Tayves. The Tisha B'Av mess as a Sefer, with Tzurich in Rav. As if it was Slicha Demos. Oh, Efshatake. Oh, but as it happened, the Slicha predates the Muhammad. The Slicha was written, which is in a minute. It's quite ancient. Oh, but I'm attacking the kasha from the Taz Zitman as the kasha is the kasha. Because firstly, so long as you attack that the Machaba could have known from the Slicha, the Sevi. But if this is the reason, why doesn't it say so in Megillah Tanis? In Megillah Tanis Ochet, the Elush Megillah Tanis says, Betez boy, le kozvi abesani alma, in fact, Shavu says, Mevais Shavu. So if we don't know, why did Megillah Tanis not say it? So the Muhammad didn't see Chagas Kasha, but Chavash Shavu Megillah Tanis, they said it. And the Emes is that Mezeit in Orchis Chaim at the Ruman Lulil Shabt Betez boy le kozvi abetani alma v'nister asod iboy b'yoyim mas ezra asoyfi. So he seems to indicate that that's not the secret. Taka Ezra was nifter in Tez B'Tayves, of nish just the sod which is nista the reason for the tzoyim. Is that from the Chal's Treffen wusser the sod for Tez B'Tayves? Or the actual kasha of the Taz Ibchaskel gezukt, maybe he didn't know it in Ibchaskel Manichas Gerecht. While the Mechaber from the Pnei Piyat Shtayt Rabbi Yosef, that's how it's Messiah. Where did Rabbi Yosef? Seemingly all the Oskar in the Piyat say this is Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam. The Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam is Bakan Veins because in Alabuti Yisrael we say Chasal Seder Paisa Kelchusoy, and that comes from the seam of the long pie that Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam wrote, but many people say in Shabbos Agudel, which is the side of Hichas Paisach, by Riches Gedoyle, and it finishes with Chasal Seder Paisach. And this is this Piyat which starts with the words, is a makor for many aluchos of Pesach. But this is the Piyut written by Rabbi Tuv Elam. Now, this Rabbi Tuv Elam, his name Tuv Elam is a translation from his French name. His French name is Bonfils, and Bonfils meant Agitkin, the Tuv Elam. Being French, his Piyut was not known among the Sfaradim Bechlal. And Ad Hayom, in the side of the Slichas of Asur B'Tayves in the Sfaradim, this Piyut doesn't appear. So, in as much as the Taz figured the kasha, why is not mentioned by the Machaber that Chodesh the Machaber of the Slicha says as a sofer, this Slicha lechori was not known to the Machaber. Or the kasha was taken gishay in dafu nachal zvis. And the emphasis, the Machaber himself chotach was a toilet zizan, because science after Yochsin inside in Shashelis Hakabula they write to his niftar suru b'taydis. That the Basduvit Shab the happy niftar suru b'taydis, but they commemorated his yurt satan tez because Asura was really taken by the Chorban part. So you couldn't actually combine Ezra Sofer. Over here, Masha here, nevertheless, this is the sod of an officer. And even if you will say it's Tes B'Tayv, it's Dafman HaHesbe. What's the sod? Why can't you write as a Sefer was lifted? Is the name of the HaHesbe from the Rebbe Rebbe Yonis, Nazar Shana HaHesbe, and Yair is the Vashi Chalim Baif, that we find that Chazal will mashve as a Sefer to Moshe Rabbeini. Actually, even the Pite says, HaNosin Imre HaShefer on Ezra HaSofer. Ezra HaSofer, Chazal say, HaYiru Yotoy Nenusin Al Yudoy, he renewed the Torah again, Ksav HaShidus comes from him, Ksav from Moshe Rabbeini, or vice versa. But then the kid is, that Ezra HaSofer is like a Moshe Rabbeini. Zug Dede Rabbi Yonison, just like Moshe Rabbeini's Mekoyim HaPtire was Nistar, so too, but Ezra HaSofer, they were master the Yoyim HaPtire. And Mamayla, this is the Sot.
Why is the fasting?
Because you do actually the Mechaber writes in the Rishim, the last one is b'shivu b'udem ma'is Moshe Rabbeinu olavashudem.
Yeah.
So this what we do personally is halavai we should keep everything says the Shechon Aruch. We'll get also to some Tuv Kippai also. So this Ein has been Ezra of the Chalz in Zemuf and Achaz Chaim that he who mentioned this and says still there's a sod. So the second explanation is Hagosachid, the Sefer Kabbalah from the Ravid. And he describes first the Shmuel Anugid, or the Chachma Hador, the Gedolah Rishonim, Mamish the Dor, which bridges over the Goinim to the Rishonim. And among that, he also was the Grand Vizier to the Andalusian King in Granada. And he was Mamish the Mishnah Melech, and he writes how great it was and says, after his Ptire took over his son, Rabbi Yosef Anugid. And he writes, and he called me the Stoiva Shehoi Bo'uviv, the Hanir of Shmuel. The Chuselah, he had everything. Elu Shelo, he had Anglis and Ka'uvim, Meshagudel Moishri, when he grew up in the lap of luxury by his father. And by Kanib was the son of Pelishtim, the Muslims, they envied him very much, and ultimately Nebuchadnezzar was led to the fact that Neherag, the Yom Shabbos, the Tes Tai, the Shnas, Dal Delot, and Tuftuf Kuv Zayin, which is the Goishi of 1066, he the Kahal Granata, the Cholagum, Atis, the Cholagat, the Lusa, the Lusa, people gave the whole world to see his greatness, and they all were killed in that massacre. And now he writes, listen. Why it's not mentioned, if you take this as Bazaar push it, you cannot write something which is going to happen. It was a sod because it's a future event. But why the Ptira of Rabbi Yosef Anugid should be commemorated in the fast day of the Rishima of the 24 fast days of Klal Yisrael is a half of a failure. And furthermore, if this was Taka the Sod, why then all Gedolei Ashkenaz, the Kolboy, Machzaviti, Vusavim, them was the Sod, why would that have to be hidden that Rabbi Yosef Anugid was Nifti? That was long after the fact in the places where it didn't matter anymore. So it was a failure. I had to have a Chlishidov, but I found the Piskachikis in some to keep a nice name is. The Torah tells us in the Torah, the aforementioned Torah, the Gam Kochuli v'Chomaku, Asher Lekusa v'Sefer Torah Zeh, Ya'alam Hashem Oleichu, Chum Nitzlam. Chazal Darshan, Vusad is the Makkah Shal Eksiv v'Sefer Torah, Zimis is Tzadikim. After the Lord, this is the name of it, Netza Ezra Sefer, Netza Ezra Sefer, Yosef Anugid. Obviously, very calamitous to make such a fast day. It's something which is Lekusa v'Sefer Torah, the one Tanis in Megillus Tanis which is not mentioned for Vus. I mean, the killings fight continued afterwards too for hundreds of years. So now we come closer to answering this mystery with the tales from the Burich Tam. In the Aguzu Shulchan Aruch he writes, "Matusi b'ksaviyad, I found b'ksaviyad shebetes b'taivis nifter Shimon HaKalpus. Shimon HaKalpus was nifter." So Yeshivas Yisrael b'tzure g'doylu that he ratav et klal Yisrael from a big tzure b'zman ha-pritzim, at the time of the pritzim. V'kovi yoy mesusoy letanis oylam b'Yerushalayim. And the day of his p'tire. Try my best. Of course. So the Baruch Tam writes that the reason for this tanis is because Shimon HaKalpus was nifter on this day, and he saved Klal Yisrael from a gewaldige tzure that happened in the time of the pritzim. Who is Shimon HaKalpus? Who ratified Klal Yisrael to the extent that there's a tannis made for him ad olam. This Shimon HaKalpus has many names. He's also known as Shimon Kippur, And his Greek name is Shimon Petrus. And the Goyim call him Simon Peter, and sometimes just Peter. Peter the Apostle, the Talmud from Yashka Pandrik. And this Shimon Kippur, who is accepted by the Goyim to be the main apostle from Oseish, is one on whom we commemorate with our fast on Tespetitis. Now this says in many Sfurim prior to the time of Rashi, Rashi refers to it, that there's a medrash as such, that during the time of the Nazirim, many Yidden followed their path, because it was very similar, to Yiddishkeit. And the Tanum got together, and Shimon HaKalpus, Shimon Kippur, Shimon Peter, said that he'll be Moshe Nefesh himself Berachnis, Amagashmis, for the sake of Klal Yisrael. He joined the Katanotzim and pushed them away slowly from the Menhugi Yisrael. The Mikachu says, it doesn't say Madrushim, that even the idea of the Sunday as a rest day rather than Shabbos also comes from him. And so, slowly but surely, he made the choice very stark. If he wanted to be a Yid, you couldn't be a Nazi, which wasn't true before him. You could easily combine the two. It wasn't true, but it was able to do so in practice. And by doing that, he saved Klal Yisrael. To the extent that we have a Yom Tanis on his Petita until today. In Matzah Vitri, he brings down that there's a Masorah that Nishmas was Masakan Shimon HaKalpus. And he sent it to the Chachom to say, remember me this way. Rabbi Tam writes that one of the sides of the Avodah called Etan Tehillu, or Yom Kippur, is also from him. And this too is given as a place, his way that we should remember him. Now, it sounds like a legend. But in Tufash Ein Hai, Yedavid Eisenstein from New York wrote the cipher Oitzah Medrushim, it's quite bakant. Malachi is in all these Medrushim which were common in Ashkenaz over 1,000 years, some from Ksav Yad, some from Asurim. And among them brings the whole mass of Shimon HaKalpus. And he prefaces it with his own Akdumah, explaining about it. And then there's Mizazen, he says, it's nothing but a legend given to Eden to give him the chizik that, the first pope, this is an Inzirim. And when Mishael, a few years ago in Bnei Brak, reprinted the Oitzah Medrushim, they asked Chaim Kanievsky to be Magiyet. Because the sources are there from all over the place. And Reb Chaim took his time with his Gevaldige Bekiyas and Goinis, and he went through and wrote Ziyef, Sheker, Emes, went all through. And the story of Shimon HaKalpus survives his Hagur. Vusya, the Hagdume, which he writes, that this is not true, that he erases and says, Zeh lo nechon. So we have a stempel from Reb Chaim Kanievsky with his Bekiyas and the whole Chelka HaTorah, that this story of Shimon HaKalpus is true and genuine. In Mamadle, this we can understand that this is back in the day why we could not have a Tan, why you couldn't say Megillah Stanis. Because you couldn't write that the reason why you have a Tanis is because of Shimon HaKalpus who did what he did. So this is in the Shaykh. Which leads us to the fourth Mahalach, perhaps the biggest Chiddush of all. And this says in the Tezis Chiddush of Megillah Stanis, he writes, Shomati b'shem gud leichot, she'oyso wish noilat b'zeh. The reason why we fast on Tisha B'Tavis is because this is the birthday of Oseirish. And who is this Gudu? So this appears at least in two Rishonim. In Sefer Ibn, and also in Sefer Yisrael, the Oedim for Yitzchak Israeli, who is the Makar for the whole Kavatarech, the Jewish dateline we know from him, they both write that they had B'Mesorah B'Kabula, that the birthday of Oseirish is Testavis. Now, this is very interesting, because you can check it yourself if you find online a converter of a Jewish calendar to a non-Jewish calendar, but specifically we're talking here not about the Gregorian calendar, but specifically the Julian calendar, which predates it. You will find that if you enter in the day that Apel Menes HaNatzim was born, which is to say, the 25th of December in the year prior to the first year, the Sfiras HaNatzim, you will find that it comes out to be Tes Tavis Gimel Alufim Tuf Shin Samach Aleph, which is exactly 2,020 years ago. Now, I know you'll say that the Makadosh HaPiriyah then, so therefore, what is the Hechrich that just by using the system of our calendar that happens to be the 25th of December falls in Testavis? But to this I say two things. Firstly, we find the Gemur in Shabbos in the Rishon Dafkuf Bais that the Rishon Levi says, I mean, let's be Magnum first. This is Rambam, even the Makadosh HaPiriyah, they couldn't lose sight of the Cheshbon. Chazan all the time went after Cheshbon it had to be because the numbers had to match up. So let's take an example of little Mugzam. Let's say that for 8 months it was cloudy and there was no moon to be seen, and therefore Behechrich, the months were days of 31 days. This kind of shungan, I say. You fall out of sync. So Chazal had to find ways to fix it. Because in the back of the mind, they had to keep track of the cheshbon the entire time and make sure that they really match the cheshbon. So the example the Gemara gives is that Eidim come and they say, we saw the moon. But Chazal know that this month has to be 31 days, lefi the cheshbon is a shtim. So if Adad Zakop, if it's a zifel kasha, until one point they say, Rebbe, you know what, I'm confused, maybe I didn't see the moon. And you're allowed to do this because the cheshbon overrides it all. So Solomon and Nimna, we do not know how much they had to keep to the cheshbon specifically, but the cheshbon was very much, it was part parcel of the period, and it seems too much of a coincidence that it happened to be on the day that they called the 25th of December. It worked out on the same day. There aren't many rais too, but there are quite a few circumstantial evidence. If Shaul Lieberman brings in the side for Shkien, that he found in the Ksaviyad, that the Karai, the Karui, came to Shalayim, in the time of the room, so let's say 400 years after the Chorban, and he saw that there was a Tzantamidig in the Kehillah, that he writes Kamsich Lefitima because he talks about other things as well, that Amasuri Betaivis, Nahagim Bekta Simcha, they put out Kotoris, Mefirai Tzachabisl, and he laughs at this minig. And Shaul Lieberman says, on its own, you would say to yourself, it makes no sense. But years later, he found an account of a Christian pilgrim who came to Shalayim around the year 600, 20 years later. And the Shaft Azoy, he writes that the day after Kratzmach, the day after the 26th of December, the Yidden get together and they put on Keteris and Mezink Tabasl. And he says, when he checked that year, what day it falls, it was Asuri B'Tavis as well. So he has a Suri, he says, if Tisha B'Tavis is the Yom Tanis for the birth of Oysa Ish, then you can understand a certain meaning that the next day you have a shtikl simcha that we've passed that. Again, circumstantial evidence to the fact that Tes-Tivis is the true birthday of Oysa Wish and the equivalent of what the Goyim call the 25th of December. Now, if we say this is the case, it makes perfect sense why we would say that you cannot have a gala the year. Oh, I'm not saying this only from the Surah, I'm saying this from a Rai from a Gemudah. Because the Gemudah says in Tanat Daf Kufches, the mystic of Mahmudis. What is Mahmudis? The Mahmudis, the 24 Mishmaris by the Kayam and the Levim, they would go do the Avodah Samikdash. But there was the equivalent among them of Klal Yisrael, they would get together in their own towns and daven and fast. So you had, when your coin went on to Talil Regal to do the Avodah, you would stay behind in the Samikdash. This would be a Yachar Kala week where you would learn and daven and do your part for their Avodah. So Shtayt the Gemudah, in Mis'anin, they fast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they don't fast on Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. So my the Friday, Nekoet Shabbos. Shabbos is self-understood. But this is in Tik. Two days in the Gemudah. One time, the Pnei HaNotzim. Rabbi Gershon explains that because the Sunday is Yom Aydam, you don't have Aydam, which comes from fasting Dafka the day that they celebrate. How do you can't? And again, I quote the Mikachuv in the same part in my Dilton Union in the Victoria writes, I, Giza Shtimtis, wiring by a shiny, would they be worried about that? He says, must be this takun, it was a later takun in Mamash at the end of by a shiny, or the nuts were already a force. Yeah, others say there was Hashem Usit, but there was a Kemezech HaFishtah. So we see clearly that in the Gemurah Shtach that this Yisod, that to make a Tanis, B'yom Aydam, Ezechem Nishmagal, something the Mavat Lagamre. So it makes a lot of sense. The test time is, if this is the day, that the equivalent today that they commemorate for the birth of Oysa Ish, why a Tanis on that day would not be an Esparsim at all. Time doesn't allow us to go further. So I will just, before finishing, mention the two other things that just as Mar Mekoymes. One is, Vusnach Kazan Deim Tug. One is, the Remu in Mechir Yain writes, the Favush Tait in the Torah, in the Megillah, that Esther was taking Tachashvayish B'Chodesh Tavis. What is the relevance of the fact of Chodesh Tavis? He writes because it was test Tavis. And it's to be miramis to understand what was that day for Vus Medgoyes and Goyes and Tanis. Is the Fregen for Vus Kedus to Stein Beferish? So I have a Svule. Because the Gemurah says that when Esther says, Kuzvini the Doris, Chazal answered back and said, Mekenisht. Sinu at Vilanim Umin Anachim. The Goyim will hate us for the fact. What did she answer back? Halayim Ksivim Asif HaPulis Samudai. It's already written already. There's nothing to be Medada. It could be the things that were not written Beferish, they couldn't be Megala either. So in other words, only what was known in public was recorded, and what wasn't known was not recorded because of the original time where the Megillah should have been written Lechlam, Hashem Ivan. And finally, the close Megillah of Kedarka with Chedishim, he interprets this very different Gurich time, but Shemin HaKalpos very differently. He writes that he saw B'tzir Yisrael that it's not Shemin HaKalpos, Shemin HaPulitz. Now Shemin HaPulitz and Shemin HaKalpos are interchanged a little bit, and you see the Gurich Tam himself writes, Bezman HaPritzer. The Zman HaPritzim can mean two things. Either the Natsim, referred to as many times the Chazal as Pritzim, Melushim Poilis, they were Poilis the Gedir, but we find also a few times, and even more so in the Surim for Yosef Matasiri in Josephus, the Pritzim referred to the Manigim of the merit of the revolt, the great revolt against the Romans before Chorban Abayis. The Kozman writes, Kedaka B'tis Chadishim, this is in Chashemesh Pot Nisim Pai Aleph, in the Chivas, that Silash Tekel Kasha, which if you ever learn the Gemur in Tarnas and in the equivalent in Sanhedrin about the Chorban, Chachomim were against the revolt. And you have this Manigim of the merit. Surely there's much more damnation in Chazal against what they did. They were the Chorban Abayis. And beyond to what they did, there's not, it's Nishgenik Shav Geshiv. Like it's mentioned, yeah, it wasn't Beseder. And why is that? So the Rebbe brings down that it says in Yosef Matasiri that these Manigah married, they committed suicide when the Beseder went up in flames, they jumped into the fire, they said, Una Beseder come in the Shleim. They prefer not to live. And the Rebbe writes that it seems to him, as so he saw in that cipher, that it was done in order to take away the wrath of the Romans afterwards. They realized it's lost. And if you left them, they would always be, they would hunt them and try to kill them. So they committed suicide to take away the pressure from Klal Yisrael. And if they could do that, whatever happened until that point, they could see the Hariga Malchus. And yes, against the Derech, but there'll be no more talking against them specifically in Chazal. The Rebbe says that Shimon HaPuri, this is Shimon Bar Giyoyle, was mentioned also Chazal, also Yosef Batasui, the Rush of the Moradim. That was not written down because you couldn't talk about somebody who revolted against the Romans and write that the Yom Tanis fame. But we commemorate his bravery, his is commemorated in Tessaivis, and that's the day. We start with the Chamsayf of Tzadik Haskrulis, we'll finish with the Chamsayf. Chamsayf says, what was Takis Pshad Abudam says that if we'd been on Shabbos, we'd fast on Asur B'Tayvis. What's Asur B'Tayvis difference? Look at the Chamsayf. At Tanis Chulim, you can fast on Shabbos. But at times of appearance, you start to come in fast. Favosidus. Shabbos is very special. You cannot fast for anything which commemorates the past. But a worry for the future, you can. I mentioned the Chalevim. You have a worry about Tanis Chalevim because the fasting. Asur B'Tayvis, the only one among all the Tanaisim, is a future issue. What happened? They gathered around Yishalayim. Nothing happened yet. But the worry for the future, this is the Amdei Zach. As a Klal Yisrael, this is the most important thing. The past we always remember, commemorate. But to double for the future to always be better, this is part and parcel. If we say, Taka, that Tes Tavis is the birthday of Oseish, then perhaps Ches and Tes follow the same line. What's Ches? Tigam Atoyim Leivunis. Nothing happened on that day. But the future issues came out of it. The day that the Oseish was born, Gunashi Geshen, but it's an issue for the future going forward. All the Shitanaisim have in common is that they commemorate things that we always ask ourselves, what's coming down in 19, that our future should be better, and not the mishpah from actions we do now, not realizing what effect they have for our future. Yeshukarech.
Shkoyach.
Why don't we fast? Says you should. It's a Tanis Yechidim, a Tanis Sadikim, so obviously there are things which one